Welcome to See You Today, the official podcast of Cameron University, hosted by President Dr. Shane Hunt. Each month, we bring you the Aggie Experience, featuring conversations with students, faculty, and staff about the exciting things happening right here on campus. See You Today airs the last Monday night of every month at 6:30 on KCCU Public Radio. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or visit kccu.org for more information. Now, here's your host, Dr. Shane Hunt.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the See You Today radio show. I'm Shane Hunt, president of Cameron University, and I am thrilled to welcome to the show our friend, CU alum, and department director for emergency communications in the city of Lawton, Jessica Carter. Jessica, welcome to the show. Well, Jessica, we are so excited to have you on the show, and as a very proud resident of the city of Lawton, I have heard so many great things about you and your leadership and the things that you are doing. But before we get to that, I just want to start and ask, what brought you to Cameron University?
My dad was in the military. We actually got stationed at Fort Sill in the early 90s. So I actually kind of consider Lawton my home because I've been here for literally since first grade.
So what brought you to Cameron University? What did you major in? And we were talking off air before just about how much you enjoyed and how positive your experience was as part of the CU family.
So just to take it back a little bit, actually graduated high school from MacArthur High School. So go Highlanders.
We're go also city champs. Absolutely.
I just
absolutely
wanted to make a note about that as well. And I was also a very young student. So when I graduated high school, I was actually 17. And my intentions were actually to go to Oklahoma University.
Yep.
I had talked to my parents about it because my intentions were to go to Oklahoma University, major in political science, and potentially go to law school.
Okay.
So those were my early goals for my life at the time. And with me being 17 years old, my parents really wanted to keep me closer than that. And so they asked if I would give Cameron University an opportunity, at least for the first or second year of college. And I wasn't upset with that because I'm very close with my family.
Yeah.
Actually, they just live 5 miles north of me now here in Lawton. So my
that
dad retired here.
I love that.
And so what ended up happening is I started at Cameron University, but I also want to make a note that when I was in high school, I actually did concurrent enrollment.
Absolutely.
So I had started doing concurrent enrollment. So I already had a couple of credits under my belt and already kind of had a little bit of a feel, which was very different from high school, making that leap to do concurrent enrollment. I look back now and I'm like, ooh, I wish I would have had a good manual for that because I feel like I barely made it through, but it was a great experience. And so continuing my education at Cameron wasn't too much of a, you know, my parents didn't have to really twist my arm too much. And I was open to the idea of doing my first and second year here at Cameron University. Yeah. It was also a lot more affordable.
Absolutely.
than going to.
Great value.
Yes, great value for it. Within my first year, actually first semester, I was completely in love.
Yes.
In love with the people, professors who just really poured into you, in love with the opportunities. Honestly, going from someone who in high school was very shy, very introverted, you kind of get to define who you're going to be. You know, it's such a
Absolutely.
Big chapter to start. And so that first semester, I joined everything from student government to I went through the recruitment process and I was in a sorority here, Alpha Phi. I joined PAC. Mm-hmm. I was also an Aggie ambassador. I'm not even sure if you guys call
we
it that
absolutely
anymore.
We absolutely have Aggie ambassadors. That's a great group.
I honestly kind of just did a little bit of everything. And to know my personality then and just the things I was involved, very different. I did a lot of sports when I was in high school in show choir. So making that transition, I still did choir here as an elective course, several different semesters, but I got really, really involved with all the different opportunities that Cameron University offered. Again, I started off as a political science major, but slowly changed that over to business.
Yep.
And then I ended up double majoring in accounting, which I am so proud of that degree because it is a very tough degree.
Very tough.
And then I also got a degree in business administration with a concentration in marketing.
Well, I tell you what, Jessica, we did not talk about this off the air, but we share a number of things.
We did.
One being that when our daughter graduated high school, she was young, she was 17, But specifically to me, when I went to college, I started as a political science major and became a marketing major over time. So
okay.
I love that. I love the combination of accounting and marketing. I think that's such a powerful thing. And we have so many great business students doing something similar to that right now. And I think it sets them up. Okay. So you have a great experience at Cameron. You're involved. You're doing all these great things. So talk a little bit about your career and how it led you to the great things that you're doing today when I have people across the city saying how awesome Jessica is. So talk about that.
Well, they're too kind, first of all. My first job is I worked for a family-owned business here in town called Easton's Ace Hardware. And you might know Kenneth Easton.
I do.
He's a big supporter of Cameron University. And I actually worked for him for many years. And working for a family-owned business will teach you a lot of things. I already thought I had a really good work ethic just because of my dad. However, working, again, for a family-owned business really opened your opportunities, but opened your mind, and then also just your mindset and your work ethic. And so I really, really appreciate what they did for me because they were very supportive of me working and obtaining my degree here.
Absolutely.
Very encouraging on the business side. Kenneth's son, Brent, also had a business degree from OU. And so we shared in that, and he was very encouraging. And so that was my first job, worked for them for many years. And in my senior year, one of my sorority sisters had made the move where she was working for the Comanche County 911 Center, but they merged together.
Okay.
And so now the city of Lawton and all of Comanche County is actually a consolidated center.
Oh, wow.
So I don't just oversee just the city of Lawton. We also run all of the emergency communication services for all of Comanche County.
I did not know that. That is a massive operation there.
It is very massive. Wow. So one of my sorority sisters had mentioned that they had an opening for a part-time position. I went ahead and just kind of threw my name in the hat. I had no 911 experience, which now I know you don't have to have it. We will train you, and we will train you very well. We will pour lots of money and lots of time into you. And so I went ahead and just threw my name in the hat. I had an interview, and during the interview, my predecessor told me, he said, listen, we've kind of interviewed someone who had some other experience. He's like, so if you don't hear back from us, please apply again. I said, okay. Later that evening, I received a phone call from him.
Wow.
And he had told me that even though the person had experience, they were late to their interview. Mm-hmm. The person after me didn't show up. And so I got bumped up and I was offered the part-time telecommunicator position. And so I started that position in May of 2008. In 2011, early on in January, the manager at the time had an opportunity for someone to kind of start working on policies, procedures, revamping their training. So again, put my name in the hat for that and was actually chosen. And then later that year, there was a shift supervisor position that opened up in November of 2011. Lots of people put their name in. I thought, I'll do it for opportunity because there's nothing wrong with, you know, putting yourself out there, interviewing, even if you're not selected. I definitely did not have the amount of seniority that others had, that their name in the hat for it. And lo and behold, I got a call back. At that time, we were actually a division of the Lawton Police Department.
Okay.
And so it was the chief of police at that time. He gave me a call and offered me the position. And I'm going to tell you right now, I never thought that I would get that phone call because, again, comparing myself to others and, you know, their achievements and how many years they had already put in, you know, I felt like mine was not comparable. However, they obviously saw something in me, and so I was offered that opportunity. Then fast forward to 2017, my predecessor moved on, and in July of 2017, I became the manager of emergency communications. And then fast forward a few more years, we had some changes, and so my division actually became its own department, and I was offered the opportunity to become a director in 2019.
Well,
and
you're
so
doing,
I took them up on that.
Jessica, you're doing amazing things, and I love what that story tells, which is, you know, I tell companies all the time when I talk to them, if you have the chance to hire someone that brings the expertise and the energy, regardless if maybe they don't have some of those experiences, hire the best person. And I love what you did, and I love the impact that you've had. We talked a little bit about this off air, but I just want to say, so obviously, when we talk about this radio show and I tell listeners, you know, we're so proud to be part of the Cameron University family. But my family is also very proud to be part of the Lawton Fort Sill community. It is a testament, Jessica, to your leadership, to the mayor, to so many folks in our city. We are building something remarkably special here. Can you just talk a little bit? I just want to say, for people that maybe haven't been to the Lawton Fort Sill area in a while, to see the things happening, to see the opportunities for young families and for people throughout the community, it's just awesome. Can you talk a little bit about that, Jessica?
Yeah, I'm really proud to work for the city of Lawton. I kind of mentioned, I think we talked about this off air, I've worked for the city of Lawton for 17 years.
Wow.
I've thoroughly enjoyed my time with the city of Lawton because there are so many opportunities, but not just opportunities for, you know, the professional side, but so many opportunities for our citizens.
Yes.
And I think, too, if our citizens could kind of see what happens on the inside, they would see that, especially on the public safety side, how many people care. I mean, we're always thinking of ways of how we can improve technology and how we can be more efficient and how we can pour more in so that way our citizens feel safer, especially like on the public safety side of things. So between the police department, the fire department, emergency communications, you know, we're always advancing in more technologies and things that we can leverage to have a better, you know, response for our community.
Yeah.
And then when you look at the other, you know, departments that we have, they all too are doing that. We have, you know, directors who are worried about, you know, their concern is the streets. And as you guys can see, we have lots of construction going
lots
on.
Lots of great things happening
yes.
right here by campus,
yes.
Jessica. Absolutely. We
I saw it as I drove
it.
In.
Absolutely. Well, as a proud citizen and resident of the city of Lawton and part of the Lawton Fort Sill community, thank you, Jessica, for what you do. And I can tell you, our family and I sees that. We see that at Cameron. And we're thrilled about that. So as we wrap up, I want to finish with this question. So I loved how you talked about your time and the positive impact that Cameron University had on you and your career and your life as you've gone forward. So we have a number of students who are joining us at Cameron, just like you, thinking about what they want to do. Maybe like you and I both, they're not sure what they want to major in. What advice would you have for our current Cameron students who are in those same classes going through that same path that you went through?
I would encourage them all to get involved, even if it was just to try a little bit of everything. I kind of mentioned at the beginning that I kind of tried a little bit of everything and I never let any of it go. Actually, my senior year here, I was not only the president of my sorority, but I was president of student government.
Wow.
And so it was a lot. But I will tell you that those experiences definitely impacted my life going forward. High school doesn't have to define you. You can literally change your hobbies, change your goals, change the things that bring you joy. And so I would encourage any incoming freshman, whether it's someone from high school or even adult student learners, like there is so much opportunity at Cameron University to experience different things. The diversity here is also unmatched, but I would encourage them just to get involved. Even if they thought student government, that doesn't sound interesting, go to a meeting. You would be so shocked at the things that students, even in my time, accomplished here. And there's so many people out there that have great ideas. So I think just putting themselves out there and just trying different activities. Like I mentioned, I did everything from being an Aggie ambassador. And I loved that because I got to meet people from all over the U.S. that would come here. Parents who'd bring their students, and I would get to take them around Cameron University and show them the opportunities here, whether it was living on campus, different, you know, opportunities for different programs, and then just talking to them about the different activities. Thoroughly enjoyed my time with PAC, thoroughly enjoyed my time with student government. Also, at the sorority. And a lot of people would say, Cameron University has fraternities and sororities. I'm like, they do, actually.
Yep, absolutely.
Even for being a smaller university, there's still opportunities for that. You know, there's still opportunities to go through recruitment. Several of my sorority sisters were even in my wedding. I mean, that's how close, you know, I became. And honestly, my longtime, lifetime best friends, I actually met here, right here at Cameron University.
And Jessica, I love everything about that story. And I've heard that from so many people. Cameron is a special place. And I hope all the students rewind that and you know, take Jessica's advice and get involved. Every part of your life is enriched when you get involved and you do those things. Jessica, thank you for the way you represent Cameron University. Thank you for all that you do for the city of Lawton and for all of us that are residents of the city. And thank you for joining me today on the show.
Thank you for having me. It was an honor.
Thank you. Well, I'm thrilled to welcome our next guest on the See You Today radio show, my friend and colleague and professor of journalism and media production, Dr. Matt Jenkins. Matt, welcome to the show.
Well, hello. This is an honor for me. Thank you.
Well, Matt, it's an honor for me to have you on the show. Well, and you. I want the listeners to know that last month I had the opportunity to go to one of the most inspiring things in my 5 months as president of Cameron University since I've been here, which was our student film night. We're going to talk about that. But after I saw that, I came back. I told my wife, I've got to have Matt be on this month's show because of the great things he's doing. But before we get to that, Matt, I always like to start whenever we have a faculty or staff member here at Cameron. Just want to start, where are you from? What did you study in school? Kind of tell that story.
Sure. I grew up in Connecticut.
Okay.
My father was a mechanical engineer, and my mother is an abstract artist.
Okay.
I've actually lived in Oklahoma longer than I've lived anywhere else now. I've been here over 31 years.
Wow.
So I consider myself to be an Oklahoman more than anything else. My undergraduate degree is from Ohio University.
Athens, Ohio. Bobcats.
That's
absolutely.
Right. Absolutely. It's in telecommunication, which is really what their journalism and media production was called at that time. Master's in public communication from Syracuse University and a doctorate from Delta State University in Cleveland, Mississippi.
A great place.
Yes.
And doing amazing things. So you get your doctorate from Delta State. What led you, and tell the story about how you became a professor here at Cameron University?
I was working in the story goes back a little bit.
Okay.
I was working in television in New York City. I was in the rep business, loved it, and had an opportunity to buy into an ad agency in Atlanta.
Okay.
About 9 months in, didn't work out. It's one of those things.
Yeah.
I did not pay attention to the two cardinal rules of advertising, which is take care of your existing clients first and don't bring in new accounts that bill more than your total billing.
Yeah.
And Delta State, I had worked there previously as a videographer, and they said, would you like to come back? You're out of work. Hey, would you like to come back, be a videographer, and you can get your doctorate? So I did. I love production, love talking about it. At the end of that, Delta State offered me the position of Director of Continuing Education and Distance Learning. I was very successful at that, but realized my heart was in the classroom.
Absolutely.
So we looked around for a bit, and then Cameron University came calling, and they said, would you like to come here and teach television and film production and communication, and you can make your own movies while you're here? And I was like, well, this is a deal.
Sign me up.
Sign me up. This is a deal made in heaven. So
I love that. So when did you come to Cameron?
I believe it was in 1995.
It is. So, Matt, I always say this. One of my favorite things when I meet students that I don't know, if like I'm, you know, in an elevator with somebody or walking across campus just talking to somebody, one of my favorite questions to ask is, what's your favorite class? Who's your favorite professor? And, Matt, so many students before I ever met you, I thought so highly of you because I had students talk so passionately about how Dr. Jenkins, the impact you had on them.
Wow, that's really nice.
And so then I get the privilege to go to the student movie night.
Right.
And so talk a little bit about, before we get to that, talk a little bit about in the time you've been here at Cameron, what all things do you teach?
Well, I teach TV studio production.
Okay.
I teach single camera production. I teach writing for various mass media.
Mm-hmm.
I teach intro to mass media. I teach crisis communication. I teach PR campaign development. I teach speech, all sorts of anything in the communication realm.
Any of those that you particularly love, you know, that there's all those things are so incredibly relevant today. And what I admire so much about what you do and what we do in our program at Cameron here, and why I would encourage students to come be a part of that, is it is hands on, Matt.
Oh, it
like
is.
It
Absolutely.
Is. You are not sitting there giving out Scantron tests.
Right. Well, I like to say what we do in our degree is the students come in, they have a core of required classes that gives them an essential toolbox of skills, and then they can branch off. I want to write more for the paper. I want to do more of this kind of production. I want to do news. Hannah Owens, who's a recent graduate, was hired by the Constitution. And we were told by the person that hired her, he hired her because not only can she write and lay out a page and take photographs and work on her own, she can write for the web, shoot video, edit video, and upload it, and she can do it all as an experienced person. That's the kind of graduates.
And have that experience. And I think that is so critical, Matt, today, where more and more places have smaller training budgets or no training budget,
right,
that you can hit the ground running at a newspaper, at a media outlet, and because you've come to Cameron and the experiences you all have provided them, they can come in and hit the ground running. They knew with Hannah, and she's awesome, they knew with Hannah that she could come in and handle the things they needed her to do.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I'll put my sales cap on right now when tours come by. And it's not just in our area. No. You know, we have the Gross Anatomy Lab.
Yes.
I have seen students in the bank that are so excited that they had that opportunity to carve on a cadaver, which, you know, some of us might, oh, that's not so nice. But I didn't know that less than 20% of universities have a gross anatomy lab.
Absolutely.
We have one here, and they're guaranteed. You know, I just spent yesterday in the new STEM lab in the education department.
Incredible.
Yes, absolutely. You know, managing the stock portfolio. Yeah. It's incredible. It's nice. That to me is Cameron's niche.
Totally.
You can get the experiences here, and you don't have to compete for them.
And I would say I completely agree. And I had a student the other day say, you know, and I said, I can tell you 1,000 amazing things about Cameron. And they said, well, tell me one that you would say. And that was the one that I thought of in that moment, because it's almost, you get so many hands-on opportunities.
Yes.
That the positions you're able to apply for go a little beyond entry-level positions.
Yes.
Because you've had that experience on there. So I go last month. Matt invites me, and I go to the Vasca Theater here in Lawton for student film night. And I will be completely honest, I did not know what to expect. To go into that wonderful theater and to see our students who have made these films, can you talk a little bit about, Matt, about the projects, what people that night? We had a great turnout, a great crowd.
Big crowd, yeah.
Talk a little bit about the projects they're doing and just why that's so impactful for the students.
Well, the first thing I will say is it's not enough just, I've made a movie. The movie is not finished until it's experienced by an audience. And so this is their opportunity to have it screen in a, you know, not in a classroom, but in a real theater.
Absolutely.
With a real audience and face that response, whether it be good, bad, or otherwise. And so this semester, sometimes I teach a class called corporate video, and the students are required to produce some sort of, it's an independent production class, they're required to produce some sort of video by the end of the semester, and then we screen it in the Vasca, and they have to do a PR plan with it too, I might add. But this semester, these students just made them because they wanted to. They didn't do it for any class or for any credit, for anything else other than, I want to make a movie because I want to show it at movie night. And that's the beauty of these movies that you saw.
It was, and we were talking about this off air before we started recording. I was so inspired to see how inspired the students were.
Right.
And you did that at the end, and there were all kinds of genres. So there was a thing that looked like The Office, like a kind of a mock
documentary.
There was a horror genre. There was, you know, comedy. It was just an incredible hour and a half watching these. But what I loved was you could tell when you had the students at the end talk about. We did a Q&A at the end.
Yes.
And that might have been my favorite part because the students loved talking about that. Everything from one young man who said, you know, I did this to honor my grandfather.
Yes.
To where people had gotten their ideas from. Talk a little bit about that, Matt, and why that's so critical.
Well, that's critical because they're getting affirmation for their creation. They're experiencing what their audience reaction to it. And there are certain students that were in that group that have shown incredible growth, that when they first came to Cameron, they could they'd barely come to class, or they couldn't look you in the eye when they talked to you, and now they're standing there proudly talking about what they've created, and they're excited, they're involved, they're engaged, and really that's what the success of movie night is.
Oh, it was just spectacular. Like I said, one of my absolute favorite things, honestly, that I've ever been a part of in higher education. So let me ask this question. We have a number of students. We have a number of prospective students and supporters and family and parents of prospective students. How can someone get involved in that, Matt? So if they come to Cameron and maybe they're undecided as a major, like I know I want to go to college, sure. I know I want to go to Cameron, how could they get involved, or is there an intro class that they can kind of test out in order to be part of that?
We produce 3 television shows a week.
Wow.
And they can come and work on a show just because they want to.
Yeah.
They won't get any extra credit unless they're in one of our classes or anything like that, but they can come and work on a TV show that is produced, anchored, crewed, directed by students.
Wow.
And they can start there. Or they could take an intro to mass media class, or they could take a writing with Mr. Bublitz class, or a photojournalism class with Dr. Zhao. We're all kindred spirits in that area. And they would really be able to dip their toes in and get started.
And again, they get to sample these different things. And we so desperately need great, talented new graduates in media, in journalism.
Absolutely.
More now than ever before. And it's, you know, whether it be through the campus television station, through the great things we do at KCCU, through what we do with our student newspaper, all of that to me are just such wonderful opportunities for students.
Absolutely.
Let me ask this, Matt, as we get near the end of this show, I always like to ask our incredible faculty and staff who join me as guests, if you had advice for Cameron students, mm-hmm. and you can go within any area you want to go, but if you had advice for them during their time here at Cameron, what would that advice be?
Well, for overall general Cameron students, my advice is go to class, and the moment you have a problem, you speak to the professor.
Absolutely.
Okay? For production students, my advice is go see a movie a week, perhaps watch it twice. Once for enjoyment and once to study and see what kind of things you can borrow or otherwise use to put into your own productions.
I love everything about that. And Matt, you know, would not have had any reason to know this before we recorded this show, but I am someone that sees at least a movie a week, every week, and I have most of my adult life.
That's awesome.
I love movies. I love the storytelling part of it.
Yes.
I love historical things and how it reflects, and I just... It's truly amazing to see the impact that you're having on our students and our community. And Matt, thank you for all that you do.
Well, thank you. And I will see you at the movies.
And I will see you at the movies. But my movie a week wasn't, even the best movies weren't as inspiring as the movies I got to watch from our CU students. Thank you to our guests this month. Thank you to everyone that's listening as it is November. I want to wish everyone listening and all of our Cameron University family a very happy Thanksgiving. It has been an incredible fall semester, and we can't wait for the holidays and lots of great things ahead in 2026. Thank you all for listening. Have a great day, and go Aggies.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of CU Today with President Dr. Shane Hunt. Don't forget, you can catch us on the last Monday of each month at 6:30 p.m. on KCCU. Or you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Spotify to never miss an episode. For more stories from the heart of Aggie Nation, visit us anytime at kccu.org. Until next time, stay proud, stay strong, and go Aggies.